Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Kyle's with us in front of the classroom. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. You know, I got to tell you, Vince, your laugh has it. You know, I cannot be, every time you start your program, even if I'm just listening along, it's got this quality of a little bit of mirth, a little bit of malice, and a huge amount of humor all mixed into one thing, and it's great. I love it.
Well, you know, the genesis or the origin of that is I was threatened by a very high-ranking official in the state, in the corrupt state government of the state of Missouri. And he told me if I didn't shut down our broadcast, if I didn't stop the Get Prepared Expo, and I didn't stop the, you know, the radio broadcast, he was going to call a press conference, and he was going to tell everybody that I was advocating overthrow, a violent overthrow of the United States government, that I believed in UFOs and aliens, and I said, well, you know, some of that's true, so go ahead. And the part that's true is about UFOs and aliens, because anyone who thinks that there's no such thing as extraterrestrial life is arrogant, because this is a pretty large universe, you know, from end to end to end to end. We can't even measure it. So, you know, we're just a little speck, a little nothing here in our solar system. And so to think that we're the biggest, the best, the highest, and, you know, we run the show would be really arrogant. Now, where did that come from? Well, that came from one of my instructors at the university by the name of Dr. Carl Sagan. He was a world-famous guy. He's a world-famous scientist. So anyway, he said that, you know, back in the 70s in class when he was teaching. So, you know, that's where that arrogance statement comes from, that we, you know, if we think we're alone, we're pretty arrogant. Kyle, I wanted to mention a couple quick things. I was told, can you bear with me for just a couple minutes?
Oh, of course.
Okay. So I was told years ago that we could increase the number of listeners that USA Prepares has if I would go on live streaming video. You know, so video seems to be, you know, the way to go. Radio, just audio, not so much anymore, you know. We get a lot more young people if we went with video. And so I called a meeting with the board of directors of USA Prepares, and everybody was there, which really means me. And so we were all sitting around the table, and we discussed this. And we came to the, very quickly came to the conclusion that we are not interested in trolling for listeners. We are only interested in students and instructors who want to better their lives and learn. Okay? So we're not interested in dragging along, you know, listeners. A listener is someone who listens to local radio and they learn about the contest that you can get, like Branson. You know, hurry, hurry, hurry. We're giving away $7 tickets to the Branson BB Gun Show, and you can get one. Be the fifth caller to the station, and you will get it. Who wants to go to a BB gun museum?
Yeah.
You know? Who? Nobody I know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to look at BB guns, you go into your favorite search engine, which should be Duck, Duck Go, DuckDuckGo, and type in BB gun, click on images, and then your museum's right in front of you. So anyway, and besides, we have already increased our student and instructor base 3 to 4 times this week. You know, we got one new student this week. So we are 3 times the size that we were last week.
There's nothing like exponential growth, you know?
Well, heck, you know, it'll be like 12 times the number of students when we get our next student next week. It's amazing how this all works.
Yeah, you know.
I love broadcasting with you.
You know what picture comes to my mind, Ben, when you say, you know, out there trolling for viewers is seeing you with one of those Army flak hats and a bandolier thrown over your shoulder and boxer shorts, you know, with an AK-47 in your hand talking about how to fix a car.
Well, you know, you know, it's not so far off the mark, Kyle, because when we lived in Virginia and they wanted to put a dump in our county and they wanted to put a prison, a private prison in our little town, you know, I was the tip of the spear to resist that. And I was on my tractor with an AK-47. I didn't have a bandolier, but I had a couple extra magazines with me. And I did have an AK-47. But I wasn't in shorts. My uniform is pretty much the same. It's blue jeans, typically a solid color shirt, sometimes long sleeves. But in the real hot days of the summer, it's short sleeves. But hardly ever short sleeves except, you know, when I'm working on the farm. But I wanted to tell the class that we've got some new students, as I mentioned, well, one new student. So I just want to say this for, you know, tripling the size of the broadcast classroom. So for those who are new, USA Prepares is the largest, longest-running, solar-powered, transcontinental, free learning environment. That's who we are, okay? Cocked and locked is another term. You know, everyone all set? Cocked, locked. That means at the ready, at all times, for whatever may happen, drought, blackout, no gasoline, food shortage, freezing and burning temperatures, always prepared, like when the Boy Scouts were taught to be prepared. Okay? That is different from the term locked and loaded. Now, locked and loaded, for example, the M1 battle rifle has a bolt that has to be locked to the rear position so that the end block clip of cartridges can be loaded. That's the step just before the killing begins. So cocked and locked doesn't mean ready for shooting. Cocked and locked to me means always prepared. But locked and loaded, that's before the killing begins. Okay, so it doesn't mean that your car is locked and the safety locked and safely put in the parking lot, you know, and then the keys given to the bartender, you know, and then proceed to get drunk or loaded. So locked and loaded is different from cocked and locked in my world. And then there's another term that we use here at USA Prepares. It's called the GDP. Now, that's not an economic term. Some people may think it stands for gross domestic product. No. It stands for people who are outside of this classroom. It is an abbreviation for generally dumb public. And they like, you know, these people in the GDP, they like big birds. And their favorite bird is the ostrich. Actually, when they want to behave like an ostrich. So when the going gets tough, they want to put their head in the sand. So those are a few of the terms that we use. And I wanted to make sure for our new 3 times student and instructor body that y'all got a chance to hear from me what those terms mean. Kyle, I got a check. I got it right here. That's what Rush Limbaugh used to do. He'd rattle a newspaper. So I have a check in front of me from Burgess versus Martin Lubricants. And it just came in the mail. And it's drawn on the Huntington National Bank. And it says that the enclosed check represents the automatic payment of your purchase price relief award in the settlement of Burgess versus Martin Lubricants, case number, State of Missouri Circuit Court of Cass County. Okay, so it goes on to say you previously were mailed a notice advising you that the number of five-gallon buckets you purchased from Orscheln Premium 303 tractor hydraulic fluid in Missouri from Orscheln Farm and Home, LLC, during this period of 2013 through 2014. And as stated, you are receiving $5.25 per eligible bucket purchased. So I'm delighted to be holding. It's a heavy check. It's in the amount of $15.75. This is an absolute outrage. It's an insult, and it's an embarrassment for the judicial system, in my opinion. Orscheln Farm and Home is a miserable, miserable family-run, family-owned organization. They and Citgo conspired to sell a product that was not tractor hydraulic fluid, that was line flushing fluid, that ate the rubber of hydraulic hoses, ate the rubber seals of hydraulic cylinders, it ate power steering cylinders, it destroyed power steering pumps, it destroyed gearboxes, it destroyed pretty much everything that it came in contact with. And this yellow bucket of fluid, it was called Premium 303. 303 is a John Deere specification about lubricity, etc. Anti-wear, anti-corrosion, anti-foaming. It wasn't even tractor hydraulic fluid. It was waste oil. So they sold this stuff, and they duped the farmers. They lied. They showed a picture of a new tractor on the bucket, and, you know, those who didn't read it thought, well, this is great. I read the bucket, and it said Alice Chalmers, you know, Ford, Massey Ferguson, John Deere, you know, all those good brands, and said this is suitable for it. But it wasn't. It was a lie. And it cost $18.5 million for Orscheln. They were fined. And we were part of this class settlement. And we were the poster child for the damage that was done. And this $15 check is an outrage. So why is, and by the way, Citgo and Orscheln denied our claim. We had all the evidence. We had all the old hydraulic fluid. We had everything new. You know, we bought pallets of this crap. It's awful. It's disgusting. Well, anyway, I just want to tell you that I believe I figured out why they decided at the last minute to settle with us. And that's because Orscheln, it just went to Wikipedia. Type Orscheln. I'll spell it for you in case you want to look at it. O-R-S-C-H-E-L-N. That's a family name. That should be like at the height of embarrassment, you know, next to our state senator who, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, who supported the protection of Monsanto and its poisoning of the air, the water, the farms, and killing people with glyphosate. But anyway, as far as Orscheln is concerned, I think I know why they decided to give up and settle with us. And everybody else, too. Because in February of this year, Tractor Supply Company announced that it would acquire Orscheln. So they wanted that deal to go through, so they had to pay all the damage off. That's what happened.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank
God you're... Take my... When you go to the video... For 2 seconds, 30...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, I'm a little frosted today, and I think about this $15.75 check that came in. Now, we got compensated additionally to that, so I don't want you to think that's the only compensation, but some people, that's all they got. And this has destroyed every piece of equipment it's touched. People put it in bulldozers, they put it in backhoes, they put it in hydraulic equipment in their big trucks, big tractors, little tractors, everything you can think of, and it's destroyed everything it touched because of personal greed by the people involved. That would be Citgo and Orscheln. So if I had the name Orscheln, I'd be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed that our family tried to hoodwink and hose and defraud people all over the multi-state area. So Orscheln has a whole bunch of stores. And it looks like it's going to Tractor Supply, and I'm really glad, because they should be out of the business for what they did to the farming village. Absolutely disgusting. Kyle, any comments about that before I tell you the next thing?
Vince, it seems to me, I mean, like you said, you got extra compensation, but 9 times out of 10, my experience with that kind of thing has been, which I haven't had very little, I've just heard about it for a long time, is that is an admission of guilt, you know, to have paid off something. And I think unless there's a way that they got immunity from any other prosecution, that kind of opened the door for another lawsuit, I would think, because in my experience, they never compensate you the full amount of what it actually costs.
Yes, that's right. They do not. Now, I have a full dossier on these fraudsters. You know, I'm talking about Orscheln and Citgo. And my name and my son's name was in the server, the email server for Sitco, because I called him and I said, you know, we put this fluid in and we started up the tractor and it started foaming out the dipstick. What's up? And, you know, you have, Kyle, I can guarantee I've never been all the places you've been, but I'll bet you you've never put oil in a car engine, started up, and had it come out the dipstick.
Not ever.
Right.
No. Nope.
So these, I mean, that's because it didn't have the defoaming agents in it, because it wasn't tractor hydraulic fluid. It was, there was this waste oil that they wanted to get rid of and dump on the unsuspecting farmer. But here's why it's so bad. And class, you've heard me for years saying, what's up? We're blowing hydraulic hoses like crazy and hydraulic cylinders like crazy. And they're failing like simultaneously. What's going on? And it's all because of my ignorance of the facts that this was a defective product sold as a real product. And so what I did was to prolong the equipment lifespan of our tractors, etc. I changed all the fluid and I contaminated it with it had good fluid in it. It just was used. This wasn't even the right fluid, which caused damage. Now here's why it's so bad. Pretty much every farmer around here, probably for several hundred mile radius, has used this orange or yellow bucket fluid, and it's destroyed every tractor. So if you say, well, my Ford 3000 is no good anymore because it, you know, the gearbox is ruined, the hydraulics is ruined, let me get another one just like mine. Well, that's been running the same fluid. They all have, because most people bought this fluid from Orscheln, and it would, Walmart sold it too under the SuperTech label. So it was sold under a bunch of labels, and we've all been hosed and defrauded. So I just wanted to mention that. Another thing happened, class, and it made my blood boil. So about 10 days ago, I called the county, our county in Missouri, and they have a department in the county called Road and Bridges. And what they did, it's the maintenance department. Those are the guys that go and fix potholes. Those are the guys that, you know, fix the damage from the flooding, that kind of stuff. And it's a tough department to, you know, work in. I mean, it's brutal work. And my hat goes off to the guys who, you know, who are good at their jobs there. My hat really does go off to them. Well, our mail gal, you know, the lady who drives her Jeep to deliver mail to our mailbox at the end of our driveway, said she needs us to get the road fixed because she can't get to our mailbox because the road washed out. And it's, you know, big rocks, you know, the smallest of which are the size of a softball. Larger rocks are the size of a bowling ball. And they're jagged and they'll destroy her Jeep. I'll tell you the rest of the story. You won't believe this.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis worsens, the woman in charge of fixing the problem, Vice President Kamala Harris, had this to say on Thursday when asked by a Univision news anchor when she planned to visit the border.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The G7 summit is set to commence Friday in the United Kingdom. The leaders of the Group of Seven economies will meet in Cornwall. That's in southwest England. It runs through Sunday. Key talking points will include the novel coronavirus, the climate, Russia, China, and the Middle East. President Biden will meet with G7 leaders to discuss ways to forge a more fair, sustainable, and inclusive global economy that meets the unique challenges of our time, a press release said. Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, along with the United States, are the G7. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
While the Biden administration continues to not take any action against the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas leadership is going to take action. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Abbott announced the news while discussing a slew of border initiatives, such as a $1 billion allocation for border security in the state. The Biden administration issued a proclamation that stopped border wall construction on his first day of office. Abbott didn't address the ongoing conflict between himself and the Biden administration that escalated this week after federal officials threatened to sue Texas over Abbott's order to strip certain shelters for migrant children of their state licenses. This could force the shelters, which operate under contracts with the federal government, to move the children elsewhere. The 52 state-licensed shelters roughhouse 8,600 children. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services attorney Paul Rodriguez asked Texas to clarify Abbott's order and said it could violate the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which states that federal law overrides state laws. 2 weeks ago, Abbott deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers and National Guard members to the border as part of Operation Lone Star, an initiative which is aimed at beefing up security at the border.
In the NHL playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights on Thursday came back from a 2-game deficit to beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-2. Next, VGK plays Montreal, with the winner of the series going to the Stanley Cup. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I believe that y'all heard the news that Kamala A. Harris, the vice CEO of Corporate USA, has yet to meet her boss's task, which was to go to the border with Mexico, the United States / Mexico border, and solve the border crisis. She has been AWOL regarding that task. Now, I got to tell you, I've had bosses in the past, and they've asked me to do things, and I've done them. Okay, I'm talking about things that were perfectly legal, just as this is. And I would never dream of going AWOL on the boss for months on a project. Okay? Nobody who has honest work experience would do that. Kyle, any comments about that?
Oh,
You're opening up Pandora's box for me. I am just so frustrated over this stuff. Did you know, Vince, this is the part that stuns me, that I read a report just the other day talking about people that are crossing the border illegally like crazy is a whole slew of Chinese. And some of those, the people that they're checking are finding out that these are either Chinese or doctors, and a whole bunch of them are engineers. We're being set up so bad, Vince, that it's just stunning to me. And I'm sure you've already heard the news about the Chinese through a proxy guy buying that 140,000 acres right next to an Air Force base right there in Texas. I just can't even fathom why the whole Biden administration hasn't been tried for treason. It's just okay, amazing.
I've got a quick comment, class. I've mentioned a television series called Sons of Anarchy. It's about a motorcycle club. And it has everything you could possibly think of in terms of greed, corruption, lying, stealing, warring factions. Everything you can think of that's wrong with America is in this series of videos. Unfortunately, they have some salacious sex in there, which I think is absolutely not necessary. But I think they're trying to drive the point home about who's involved in prostitution and things like that. So it's called Sons of Anarchy. And you will see, if you choose to watch this series, you will see people telling half-truths, people telling half-lies, people obfuscating, confusing, misrepresenting, out-and-out lying, out-and-out fraud, out-and-out deception, politicians manipulating city council votes, bribery, extortion, theft, everything you can, intimidation, threats, murder, it's all there. And if you watch this, you will see what's wrong with the United States of America.
I agree.
You'll see a little bit of good. You'll see a little bit of good, but it's all there. Now, it's gory and it's disgusting and it's filthy. But, you know, they've done it without profanity, which is kind of amazing. But, you know, the rear ends that are nude are still in the, you know, and, you know, sexual descriptions are, you know, in some of the dialogue. But anyway, if you're up for it, and I really wasn't, but I did watch it, or most of it so far, and it's like a documentary on how and why America has and is going down the drain. I wanted to tell you...
It goes right back,
class.
Hey, Vince.
Yes.
It goes right back. You think about the way that, like you're talking about the half-truths and the lies and things like that. That goes right back to your tractor fluid thing. It does. I've seen Sons of Anarchy, and it does. It is an accurate portrayal of the reality of political and corporate life. If people were to expand their mind, it's a documentary of that. I believe too, as well.
Yeah, and you'll find out that there are drug cartels working with the Sons of Anarchy, which is a motorcycle club, and they're running drugs and running guns. And then all of a sudden, I mean, there's warring factions. And then all of a sudden, the takedown of a really big cartel stops because the CIA wants it to continue. Absolutely in this series. So, class, I suggest you consider watching it. It's not for young people. Okay. So something happened that absolutely made me lose my cool, calm, collected nature yesterday. About 10 days ago, I called the county government and I talked to the road and bridges department. You know, those are the guys that fix the roads and bridges. And I said, look, I just want to let you know that our mail lady, the United States Postal Service mail lady, can't deliver our mail because she can't get to our mailbox because the road is washed away. Now, our road is washed away in places where you look off, it's a dirt road. And then you look to either side and there's a ditch. And in some places the ditch is 4 feet deep. And, I mean, that will take a car down there and you won't be able to drive it out. Because half the car will be in the ditch, the other half will be, you know, two wheels will, on one side will be out of the ditch and the other two wheels and will be in the ditch. And you're not going to get it out without a tow truck or a tractor or a crane or something. Okay? So I called Road and Bridges and I mentioned I had this problem I needed to fix right away because the mail was being impeded. We weren't going to get our mail. And I said, okay, we got a crew out there, we'll, you know, we'll be right on it. 10 days goes by, I check every single day, nothing has happened. I'm kind of concerned. Then we get a notice that a package has not been delivered because of no access. And I came a little bit unglued. So I called the county, and I talked to one of the county commissioners. There's three guys, three gentlemen that are in the county government, at the head of the county government. They're called commissioners in our county. And so I talked to a gentleman by the name of Tommy. And I said, here's the problem. And he said, well, you know, I'm paraphrasing. They're really tied up. They got all kind of, they're fixing, you know, roads and bridges and they'll get to me. And I said, I want it like now because I can't get my mail. And here's what that means. That means I don't get the statements. I'm going to be late on paying my bills and my credit rating is going to be destroyed. Now I'm paraphrasing. Okay. And it's all true. That's what it was happening. And so he said, you know, they'll get to it. You know, they don't know exactly when. And I said, if you don't get to it right away, I'm going to sue you. And he hung up on me. Called him right back, and he said, if you're going to use that, you know, lawyer terminology, I can't talk to you. And I said, I never said anything about a lawyer. I said, I would sue you. And I don't need a lawyer to sue you. And I guess that was, you know, relatively new information to Tommy. And so we talked about it, and we came to a very pleasant, amicable solution. I said, if you can't get here, I'm going to fix it. I have to fix this. I cannot let this continue. I got to be able to get in and out of our driveway. I've got to be able to get in and out of our road. I've got hay coming up. I cannot have access to the road being blocked because you guys aren't here. I'll do it. And he said, well, you know, we've got people all over the county doing that, you know, where they're fixing their own roads. And I said, well, that's great. I'll just do it. That's the solution. I'll do it. I said, now, by the way, your road grader has, you know, we put in a culvert. We paid for it at the end of our driveway. And your guys have been knocking it around. And now it's in a position where it causes all kinds of problems and washouts and it's all destroyed. And he said that he was aware of it. He made some calls and that he knew what I was talking about. So the answer was, I'm going to fix it. You know, yeah, it was yesterday. And that I was to call him back when we want it permanently fixed. And I said, no, it's good. So I went out last night, with, you know, to get the backhoe and take care of it, fill it in, smooth it out for the mail lady. And they had already brought a dump truck and a road grader, and they fixed it, you know, temporarily. A really nice fix job, really nice. Now, the problem was that they didn't communicate too well with me, okay? They didn't say, you know, for that 10 days, they didn't say, Mr. Finelli, I'm really, really sorry. We're so busy. We don't know what to do, or we don't have the stone, or we don't have the money, or whatever it was. I did not get that communication, which is why I was frosted. Now, had he said, y'all have a backhoe over there? I would have said, yeah. You want me to fix it? Would you please do that? Absolutely, I'll take care of it. But they didn't do that. So I think they need to have a class over at the county about communicating with, you know, the people who pay their salaries. I think they need to do that. And I've offered to be part of a group of volunteers to help the county with all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And Tommy suggested to me that we have a one-half cent sales tax increase to pay for the gravel and culverts and things like that. And I suggested to him that, you know, that was not acceptable to me. Now, if the county government employees want to take a 10% reduction in salary, because they're going to cost us all a lot of money too, because if they want to increase our taxes, I think they should take the hit too and have a reduction in salary. Or let's have a sin tax, S-I-N, you know, kind of like a vice. So if you're addicted to McDonald's, you're going to pay a half cent more per dollar of your meal at McDonald's, Arby's, Burger King, you know, etc. White Castle. Just those. Okay? So if you can't get away from the sins of eating toxic food, then you're going to pay more than the regular sales tax for the county. Any comments, Kyle?
Well, I've seen political government. I'll tell you what I think happened there is the county commissioners called the road department guys, and all of a sudden they thought, well, he's going to fix it. Oh, no, we can't have that. Because if people start thinking, you know, that we're not doing our job and that you have to do it yourself, it's going to make us look bad. And so somebody over at the county road department said, hey, get a dump truck and a grader over there right now. Just a temporary get this thing fixed for him so he's not bugging us. But also, I was thinking that while you were saying that, if you fix it, I think the county is liable if you were to send them a bill for the repair of that road, that you would have a legal recourse there to be able to collect it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I would. And I would, because, you know, the fuel supply company doesn't give me free diesel. Nobody gave me a free backhoe. Nobody has given me free anything. So if I'm going to fix it, you know, they don't do work for free at the county. Everybody's gets paid, right? Everybody. And they charge me for everything that they do. So it's only fair. I mean, I'm not thinking that we should do anything that they don't do. So if they charge us, we should charge them. But I think the salient point here was when I said, it looks to me, now I'm paraphrasing, so it's not the exact verbiage, but I said to Tommy, the district commissioner, and there are three of these guys, and he's one of them, I think what this is you're impeding the delivery of the United States mail. So you're impeding the mail, and it's a federal operation, and the county is messing that up. I think that's the problem, and I think that's why they jumped on it. Or maybe they heard about my reputation. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, you know, we also increased the faculty size by a factor of three when we added Stuart, our farmer/truck driver instructor, 2 weeks ago. And you might have heard him call in. He talked to Dr. Norm Shealy about his reaction to the COVID-19 Pfizer immunizations. He received two of them. And he was sick as a dog. He couldn't work for a couple days. I mean, it really put him down. Well, he called me a couple days ago, and he said, "Hey, and I got some really bad news for you. I got COVID." And he said that he was driving back from the hospital, and he got to his farm gate, and he found himself slouched over in his truck. So he passed out. Then he passed out again on another day, and so he got the vaccinations to protect him from COVID, and he got COVID. And so I talk to him every day, or at least I try to talk to him every single day to make sure he's okay, see if he needs anything, bring him whatever he needs, etc. So anyone who thinks that, well, you don't like that other network that says COVID is fake, fraud, and BS, that, those are their terms. If you believe that, that COVID is not real, you're an idiot. Because it's killed two members of my extended family. It's sickened at least six, killed two, and actually I don't even know how many people it has infected my family. I mean, not the Finelli family, you know, my immediate family with my wife, Mrs. Finelli, and our children. I'm talking about my extended family. I'll bet you half of them have gotten it. I'll bet you. And I'm not exaggerating. So I just wanted to say, Stuart, we love you, and we wish you the best. And if you need anything, give me a call, and I'll jump right on it. I wanted to mention, Kyle, that we had a failure. We were using our trailer. We decided to sell a couple vehicles at an auction. And we put them on a trailer and took them to the big city and sold them. On the way back with the empty trailer, boom, tire blew. Now, we checked the trailer thoroughly. We make sure it's not overloaded. It wasn't overloaded. This trailer is only a few years old. We bought it used. And it had these Make in China tires. You know, the same country that make viruses, you know, deadly viruses. That's the country I'm talking about. The one you're not supposed to say, China virus. That country. Here's what happened. I've never seen this before. Now, I've seen it in a different circumstance. I've seen tractor trailer, 18-wheeler tires, where the tread just peels off. But those are retreads. Those are tread tires that have been balled, and then they grind off some of the rubber around the tread area. They put a new tread on there. They glue it in. It's good for a while and peels off. That's exactly what happened to made in China tires that were not retreads. Kyle, have you ever seen that before?
I have, Vince. You know, it's really interesting what you were saying. I have seen those tires do that very thing. I found a set of, and I really researched it too. I just replaced the tires on my flatbed trailer because I use it. My son-in-law's use it once in a while and things, and I got some really heavy-duty tires, and these have been really good. The tires that had been on there were USA made, and they were old tires, but they were finally getting to the point to where the tread was almost gone. And so I decided, well, I'm going to, you know, research around and find this. And so far, they've been really well, really, really good tires. You know, I was going to mention something too, Vince, on this COVID thing. As I told you and Dr. Sheely before, both me and my wife had that. And did you hear, I don't know if you've heard or not, but there was a all-vaccinated cruise ship that just took off. And you had to be vaccinated to be on the cruise ship. And they said when they were on the trip, two people come down with COVID. And so I don't know personally, Vince, they say that the death rate for the COVID disease is less than 1%. If you what I have the parts I have read, and my fear for people and for this country is that the vaccine was the end goal. To get that jab into as many people as possible, because an mRNA vaccine is just plain deadly, in my opinion. Every bit of the research I have done on it, I've looked it up and over and over, more and more experts are coming out saying, don't get this vaccine. So that's my 2 cents worth on it.
Yeah, so here's the question, class. So your mom gets it, your dad gets it, your brothers gets it, your sister gets it, you don't get it, and then they all get COVID-19, and some of them die. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, geez, that's too bad. Or are you going to lose your mind because you've been lied to? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
This fast-track virus testing, that what that really means is we're testing it live and see how many people die and get blood clots, etc. That's what that was all about. Kyle, I love broadcasting with you, and I'm sorry that I monopolized today, but I had a lot of things I wanted to get out.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.